Sergeant?
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. Are you getting ready to wrap up for the day, or are you starting your day? What are your hours normally?
I'm wrapping up for the day. Well, I usually get done at, like, probably, like, 6.
Yeah. How do you unwind after a day like that? How do you unwind?
I go to the gym and I go to school.
What are you studying?
Philosophy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And what made you decide that? Philosophy.
Well, I want to be an abuse counselor.
Uh-huh.
So it's one of the things that I have to take for it.
Okay, so it's not your major, it's just a class requirement.
Yes.
Gotcha. Are you studying, like, through an online university, or do they have classrooms there for you?
No, I go on an online university, University of Maryland.
Yeah. The one that has always been supportive of the military, as it turns out.
Yeah, and they make it pretty easy to be able to do the classes out here.
Yeah, that's really fantastic. As an aside, I study law. And have taken many classes with Penn State. And even though I live in Seattle, I take my classes online with Penn State. So it is very it's convenient because you can sit, you know, anywhere you want and do your homework. But, you know, at the same time, you kind of miss that classroom interaction that goes on. But I just think it's fantastic that you how many classes are you taking, just one at a time?
Yeah, just one right now.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Good for you. How long do you think it's going to take you to knock that out?
I think I get done, like, around August 5th. It's an 8-week class.
Yeah. And then, do you know what you're going to do next?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Well, by the time I get done with my class, I'll be leaving soon after that, probably. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. You guys are rotating out.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to go, do you know?
To Camp Pendleton.
Okay, back to Camp Pendleton. And while you're there with the Marines, what do you do? What's your job title?
I'm supply. I work in supply.
And so you just make sure everything is there.
Yeah, we just keep we keep track of everything that the units own.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Man, that's a lot of stuff, though, Sergeant. That's a lot of stuff to keep track of. I'm sorry?
I said it calls for some late night.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, you have to be, I mean, I guess every single piece of equipment that every person, is it just for the first MLG, or do you do that for everybody that's there with you?
No, it's for maintenance battalion and
yeah.
Whole.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
It's a couple different companies and stuff.
How many people total?
About 800 people, probably.
Okay, so you're keeping track. I can't even keep track of my kids' stuff, and I have 4 of them. So you're keeping track of 800 people's military things.
Essentially, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of stuff. What made you to say, not only am I going to join the military, I want to be a Marine? Well, take me back to that moment.
Well, I don't know, really. I didn't really want to go to school at the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the other branches just didn't really seem like something that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I went and seen a Marine recruiter, and that's pretty much it. It was pretty much just it.
A lot of people have the perception, be it right or wrong, that boot camp, Marine boot camp, is the hardest. It is the hardest. How would you respond to that?
Well, I never went through the other boot camp.
Yeah, so you
really
don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it was hard for me, but as far as the other ones go, I couldn't really compare it because I never did it.
Yeah, but I've talked to a lot of people, and I think there is something to be said about the difficulty and of the Marine boot camp. I think so. I'm always impressed when I talk to anybody who's gone through that and come out the other side. You're a different person when you come out the other side, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely something to be proud of.
Yeah, for sure. So how long have you been in the Marines now?
8 years.
8 years.
Yes.
And what's your plan, your overall goal? 8 years in, that's a pretty good stretch. Are you going to make it to 10? Are you going to be, is this your, I mean, I know you're going to school, you're studying to be a counselor. Are you going to parlay that into something with the Marines, or are you going to do that as a civilian?
No, I'll do that as a civilian. When I get out right now, I'm planning on getting out probably after this enlistment, so I'll be at around 12 years. But
yeah.
I don't know. I said I was going to get out after pretty much every enlistment, so who knows, really.
And then you stay.
Yep.
Why? Why do you stay?
Because I love it.
Yes. Yeah.
The Marine Corps is good to me, so.
Yeah. You know, though, I will say this, Sergeant, there are many people in many careers who say, okay, seriously, when I hit this particular milestone, I'm done. I'm moving on. I'm doing something else. And then they go, gosh, but I love what I do. I love what I do. I love what I do. How many deployments have you had?
This is my first.
Okay. Well, 8 years and your first deployment, that's not bad. I mean, you managed to get through that many years and not have one. So what do you think of it then? I mean, you had some preconceived ideas of what was going to happen. What do you think of where you are and what you're doing?
I mean, it's good. Like, it was a little different than I expected. Because I've heard about everybody else's deployment, so I kind of had a preconceived notion.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's kind of what I expected. It's hot, and it's sandy.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty much how everybody described it.
Do you find yourself getting out a little bit and exploring, some of the areas of the little towns and getting to do some sightseeing? I know that's kind of a weird question to ask somebody who's in a situation like you, but, you know, you're surrounded by little villages and things. Are you able to go and look at stuff?
No, not really for me, because we have to do with so much of the accounting for gear and stuff like that.
Right.
I pretty much just stay in my office or my warehouse, and I pretty much just do work where we're located at. A couple of our people go out, but not me.
Okay. I picture you, pencil behind the ear, clipboard in hand, or computer, walking around, looking up and down shelves, and rows of things, and math. That's what I picture you in my head right now.
Not exactly. Like, we have to deal with the other units. They kind of keep accountability within themselves, and then we just kind of monitor them to make sure that they're keeping accurate accountability.
Gotcha. So you have kids.
I have two kids.
And how old are they?
My daughter is 2. She'll be 3 next week, and my son is 1.
And how's mom doing? Being away from her baby.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate being away from them, but in the long run, it's better for them. So it'll set us up better.
Yeah, thinking about them they won't remember this.
Yeah, you know? That's why I'm glad that I went when they were young, because they don't really have that sense of time to know how long I've been gone.
You remember this, though. And as a mom myself, my heart just aches when I think about that. And I don't want to talk about it too much, because if you're like me, you'll get emotional over it. But you just have to think about, you know, the end game, the end results, the greater good, and talk to them as often as you can. Do you get to see them on Skype and stuff?
Yeah, I Skype with them every weekend. My family has them, so it's comforting to know that they're being taken care of. I don't really ever have to worry too much, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And what are their names, Ma?
My daughter's name is Aya, and my son's name is Lamont.
So you want to send out a message to your babies? So, you know, they're little, but even still, you can say whatever you'd like.
I mean, I just love my babies. You know, they know I love them and miss them, and I can't wait to get home and play with them because I know they're going to drive me crazy, but it's good crazy.
Yeah, so. I know. I wouldn't know what my life would be like without that crazy in it.
It's very weird because I don't know what to do without the chaos of having a 1- and a 2-year-old.
Yeah. Picking up after them and diapers and noise and And are they with your mom?
Yeah, they're with my mom and my stepdad, or my mom, my dad, and my stepmom.
Okay, gotcha. So they're surrounded by family.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's really, really good. And, you know, and it's good for your folks, too, because they get to know their grandchildren better and are closer to them. Because some families, you know, some kids don't get to spend as much time with their grandparents. So this is a really good opportunity for your folks. So.
Yeah, they love it since we're in California because they're in Pennsylvania, so they don't really get to see them that often. So they're really loving it.
Their life has changed too then in a very good way.
Extremely.
Yeah. There are a lot of people. I talk to somebody from the first MLG every week on the show. So and my show is a country music show. It's heard all around the world. And I can say this with absolute certainty that everybody who hears you is supportive and is so thankful and grateful that you are making the sacrifices that you're making to do what you do, to keep us safe, to serve our country. What would you like to say to those people?
Just thank you. For the support, a lot of people send care packages to us, and we really appreciate it because being out here after so long, sometimes it kind of feels like people kind of forget we're over here every once in a while. So people that we don't even know sending care packages, it really kind of makes our day.
Yeah, well, I can tell you this much. We know where you are and what you're doing, and we'll not forget, and we'll remind you as often as we can that we are grateful for the service that you volunteered for and the sacrifices that you volunteered to make on our behalf. So we are incredibly supportive and grateful for people like you.
Well, thank you.
Is there anything else you want to say? You want to send a message out to your family?
Sure. Mostly to my babies, just that I love them. That's about it.
Well, thank you very much, Sergeant. I hope that you have a good night's sleep, and I'm sure you'll get up in the morning and all those 800 people and their however many items per person. The statistics are overwhelming for me to think about how much overall you have to make sure it doesn't disappear in the sand. but I just wanted to say thanks for taking the time to talk to me and giving me a chance to get to know you. And please be safe. Get home to your baby soon and tell your little, is it your little girl who's having a birthday next week, right?
Yeah.
Well, when you see her on Skype, you tell her a whole bunch of people said happy birthday, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, my dear.